Sorry about missing you guys yesterday. I had planned on giving you guys an update on the Lizzo. About halfway through my prep, I realized I just wasn't feeling it yesterday. I felt like I needed to take a little bit of a break. I really wasn't feeling well at all yesterday, so I just decided to take the day off. But back to business as usual today. And we're going to start off the week talking about one of, if not the biggest disaster of the year. Without a doubt, Bud Light is going to be included in the nominations for the upcoming Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards. There's been a lot of speculation over the last couple of months as to who is ultimately responsible for putting the face of Dylan Mulvaney on Bud Light cans, which disgusted normal men across the country. Executives at Anheuser-Busch, they have refused to hold anyone responsible for it. Now, of course, us normal people, we held Bud Light responsible. Bud Light is coming off of the worst week in their company history. Friday night, I was talking to my friend at the bar. She's the bartender for happy hour. Typically, the bar I go to, they would go through 45, maybe 50 cases of Bud Light every week. The last 8 weeks, they have only ordered 3 cases and 2 of them are still full. We are living in this era of influencer marketing. Oftentimes, these major brands, they will utilize third-party marketing firms to link them up with social media influencers. Now, these marketing firms, they are responsible for finding the influencer that will elevate the particular brand. They design the commercial, the dialogue, the overall sentiment of the ad. And the company will send them a fat check for doing so. When you have a major brand or any brand, it is extremely important to understand who you are going to work with, especially when it comes to sponsorships and advertising. Every week, I get contacted by marketing firms. Every once in a while, I'll reply to one of these firms just to see what they have to offer. But for the most part, I ignore them. Why? Because I don't trust them. You have got to be extremely careful with these marketing agencies. These people will promise you the world. We are experts at lying to the general public. We are experts in the field of brand building. Our team can take you from 60,000 subscribers to 100,000 in less than 4 weeks. Yeah. I'll pass. I think I'm doing fine on my own. A lot of these people, they're like used car salesmen. They're aggressive. They're looking to feed their families off of the platform that you have built. Now, not all of them are like that, but a lot of them are. When you're looking at partnering with a marketing firm, you want to make sure their values align with your values. Otherwise, you end up with something like this.
I got some Bud Lights for us. So, I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness, and I thought we were all just having a hectic month, but it turns out it has something to do with sports, and I'm not sure exactly which sport, but either way, it's a cause to celebrate.
Clearly, Bud Light did not have this same level of due diligence. There are one or two scenarios here that happened here with Bud Light. They either didn't do their research on this company who was allegedly responsible for the destruction of their brand, or they knew about this all along and thought people would be receptive of their partnership with Bob Dylan Mulvaney. Over the weekend, the New York Post published a report revealing the marketing firm that is possibly responsible for the destruction of Bud Light. The firm is called Captivate. Captivate. I guess the name kind of makes sense. They damn sure captivated America. This firm damn sure is influential. In less than 60 seconds, they convinced millions of people to stop drinking beer. Alcoholics Anonymous, they should hire Captivate to handle all their marketing. The firm is based out of San Francisco. Strike one. Once upon a time, San Francisco was a beautiful city. Streets that used to be lined with these beautiful trees are now littered with piles of fresh turds and used bottles of Preparation H. If I was an executive at Bud Light, hiring a firm based in San Francisco, that would be the first red flag. Or, in this case, the first transgender flag. When you visit their website, Captivate brags about their partnerships with major American brands. We have produced marketing campaigns with some of the favorite brands of Wanker Spankers, American Pride Express, Woke Mart. We also worked with Twitter before it was purchased by the evil white man. Strike two. American Express. They have been pounding the butt bongo for 3 years now. Friday afternoon, I'm driving down the interstate in the middle of rush hour. I'm weaving in and out of traffic when I notice this gigantic rainbow through my windshield. At thought to myself, this is kind of odd. Hasn't rained here in over a week. There's no reason for God to be fulfilling his promise to never flood the earth again. Didn't take me long to realize this particular rainbow was not sent from our Creator. It was sent from Walmart. One of their delivery trucks was decorated with all the woke boner words. Cucumbers, bananas, Don's lemons. The best part of waking up is Prep H in your butt. They even had a nice woke fisherman on the truck. He was bragging about being a master baiter. I am an expert at playing with the worms. Again, if I'm an executive at Bud Light, this would be the second transgender flag. Took me all of about 5 minutes to find the third strike against Captivate. Captivate has a promotional video on their website where they highlight all the influencers they work with. The footage is filmed in this upscale office. Looks very nice, very appealing. They capture footage of all the worker bees flying around, pollinating the potted ficus with their cucumber. The first thing said in the video, the very first words that are spoken, are welcome to Captivate Labs. Now, this would lead potential clients to believe this video is being filmed in their headquarters, their office, right? This is why I said, I don't trust most of these marketing firms. This is why you have got to put in the extra due diligence. Apparently, Captivate, they rented out this gigantic office for a day to film this promotional video. Their actual office is a small dump that can fit about a dozen people. Strike three. Now you may be wondering, why does that matter? Why is that important? Because it goes to credibility. It shows your lack of integrity. If you're willing to lie to me about the size and the look of your office, what else are you willing to lie to me about? My assumption is going to be everything. Internal staffers at Captivate, they are rumored to be in panic mode. Obviously, they're concerned about their future. Now that the firm has been publicly linked to Bud Light and they're allegedly responsible for the destruction of their brand, employees at Captivate, they are worried about the future of the company. And look, it has not been proven that Captivate was responsible for producing this commercial with Bob D. However, it has been proven that they are responsible for linking Bud Light with Dylan Mulvaney. Either way, it does not matter. The only thing that matters here is the perception. Captivate has a 1.6 out of 5 star rating on Google reviews. Guess when most of these negative reviews were posted? Just take a wild guess. In the last 24 hours since this report from the New York Post was published, just think about this. If you're a major brand, would you be willing to work with Captivate? Would you be willing to pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars? More importantly, would you trust their judgment? All it takes is one major lapse in judgment and your business is finished. That hasn't always been the case. Historically, Americans are known to be very forgiving, but most normal people, they have moved past the point of forgiveness. Bud Light damn sure hasn't been forgiven. Doesn't look like they'll be forgiven anytime soon either. Bud Light stock is down 20% since March 31st. They are coming off their worst sales week in the history of the company. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I made a video where we talked about Bud Light firing the marketing firm responsible for linking them with Bobby D. Remember that? At the time, the identity of the firm was unknown. We didn't know if the firm identified as male, female, gender void, gender queer, non-binary beer. We didn't know. I would imagine executives at Captivate begged Bud Light to keep their identity anonymous. The only reason the firm was ousted is because current employees leaked the story to the New York Post. You know what that tells me? People working at Captivate aren't happy with their leadership. It kind of reminds me of what's been going on recently at CNN. Chris Licht is being absolutely crucified right now. Every week, we see internal stories at CNN being leaked to the mainstream media. The founder and CEO of Captivate, he is a proud deacon at Woke United Methodist named Krishna Subramanian. I think Krishna prefers he, him pronouns. I was able to find a couple of pictures where he is sporting a nice 5 o'clock shadow. Most biologists, they would see this and confirm the gender as male, but you just never know. Krishna, he could choose to identify as a WNBA dump diver. But he has never been shy when it comes to bragging about himself or bragging about his company. He has always made himself available for media interviews where he describes himself as an expert on influencer marketing. expert. This so-called expert, he has been strangely silent recently. I wonder if Krishna has been hiding in the shadows because of this disaster with Dylan Mulvaney. And now his own employees are turning their back on him. Now, to be completely fair, I wasn't able to find too much information on Krishna. And to be honest with you, I don't blame him or his company for the destruction of Bud Light. The blame for their destruction lies in the halls of Anheuser-Busch. Of the two scenarios I outlined earlier, I think Bud Light falls into the second. They thought this partnership with Bobby D would be good for their brand. Marketing firms, they're not going to go public with a commercial until it's approved by the client. Honestly, Captivate, probably just doing what they were told to do. I don't blame them for wanting to keep their identity hidden. I wouldn't want my company associated with Bud Light either. But there's obviously something going on behind the scenes at Captivate to cause employees to betray the company. Will this affect Captivate long term? I don't know. You let me know. Do you think Captivate will remain in business? This association with Bud Light, this is bad. I mean, this is bad. This firm already seemed... They already seemed a little bit sketchy from the little bit of research I did on them. I can't imagine it's a good look to be the marketing firm who's perceived to be responsible for the destruction of the number one beer company in America. Maybe Captivate can survive. I know one thing for certain, they damn sure won't be getting any business from normal influencers or companies run by normal people. Is the woke economy enough to keep Captivate afloat? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.